virus is gone.
Yep, you heard it right, folks. Looks like Corona is gone.
It is, how you doing, everybody? This is Friday, March 5th, and this is Gaina's Room. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Please send support to NPR and programs like this. Thank you for supporting your local NPR station.
Do people still listen to the radio NPR, or do they... And I know NPR has podcasts now. I mean, get with the times, people. Tuning in, are you guys tuning in?
Look, there's some phrases that just won't ever go away. Am I right, folks? Like, thanks for tuning in. I mean, are we kidding? Who are we kidding here, folks? Tuning in, what is this, 1960, and you just got a color television? Watching it on the tube? Are you surfing the boob tube, everybody? I don't know why they called it that, am I right, folks? I mean, was it that common to see boobs on this thing? Come on, it's 1960. What are we doing, people? Thanks for coming, everybody. Glad to see everybody out here tonight. What if I just went crazy and thought I was doing a stand-up set? Well, if I was, hopefully I wouldn't be doing those bits that I was doing. Can't even call them bits because there was no joke. But you know what? We've entered the post-comedy era, okay? Comedy is canceled. It's gone. Oh, you thought you could laugh. Oh, okay. I see how much privilege you have. You think it's funny. Some people are starving. Do you think it's funny that they're starving and they don't feel like laughing because that expends calories? And they don't have the extra calories to spend on laughing. There's a certain amount of calories. They use their iPhone to track their calories and they're way down. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of... I don't know, you guys ever think about this? I know I've been. Like, you know, there's starving countries out there. There's, like, needy, poor countries. And for a while, like, for years, they kept sending, like, laptops to these places. And I'm like, what? I mean, do they even have electricity? Why are we sending, like, a MacBook? And they don't, like, they need to eat first. You don't think, like, I mean, first of all, are they going to be able to sell a MacBook in their little village? Are they going to be able to plug it in? This is like a Tim Dillon rant or something. I mean, come on, people. I don't know if he says come on, people, but if he did, and if I did sound like him, I could do an impression. You know, you're going home from your school. If you can call it a school, it's just somebody's building. It's your, like, aunt's building, and she's, it's just like a little hut that's not really, doesn't even protect against the elements, but it's just a school set up. They have tree stumps instead of desks, you know? And they're like, good news, the Americans sent a bunch of MacBooks here. And they're like, oh, good. Maybe we can get a long enough extension cord that we can take it to the nearest, like, civilization. They just draw, like, I always kind of pictured them because I'm an idiot. I pictured them like, I'm sure, like, there was a reason they would do this. I don't know if they were that stupid. But it was always just like a weird thing they did. It was like, oh, we're going to send a bunch of MacBooks to, we're going to send a bunch of iPads to Darfur or whatever country needs them. They've never, like, they need actually first how to, like, do they know how to write? Do they have paper and pencil? I mean, I feel like in the future a lot of this stuff will be universal. Like, everybody will have electricity. Everybody will be on a global internet network. We'll all have the same computer. There's not going to be anything private. We'll all be in a cloud. I don't even use the cloud. Well, I guess I do because I use Google Drive. That doesn't count. And I save passwords on there, which is smart. But that's what I do because, I mean, look, here's another bit I'm going to try. These passwords are getting too tough to come up with. Am I right, people? Every time I make it, but seriously, every time I try to, like, join, like, or sign up to any site, it's like, make sure you have a strong password. And it used to be, okay, I'll just add an exclamation point, I'll just make a capital letter. But now it's like, I literally can't make up one that I would remember. So now I'm just doing the, like, random generated passwords, and then I'm saving them in, like, my notes and stuff. And then I have to go look up the password, copy and paste that. I can't even remember it. And for my job, like, I work from home, and I have to, every, like, few months, they make me make an entirely new password just to log in the computer and everything, all the websites. So then every month I have to do a random password because I ran out of, like, I used to do the same variation,
You know, I used to use one that was like kind of the same as the last one, but now I'm just doing random everything, which I'm like, well, that's better, but also I can't, like, they're not in my memory. Like, if I lose internet or like my phone, I can't get into anything. And that's just how it's going to be. I mean, plus the bots are getting smarter. The hackers they're really advancing their, like, skill in hacking. You know what the scary thing is? You used to picture a hacker as a guy that, like, you know, hacked by himself. Just one little nerdy guy, like the movie Hackers, and he had, like, spiked blonde platinum hair. And he was cool, and he was called, like, you know, Skizzer or whatever. Dungeon 88 Lord, or like some stupid nickname, you know? Like, hey, are you like Cybermaster 79? No, don't tell anyone, but yeah, that's me. Dude, you hacked into everything, man. Yeah, I know, there was only three hackers back then in 1996. There was three hackers, and you had to use MS-DOS, and you had to, like... But now, I keep hearing about bots, so I guess they make bots, and then the bots do the hacking. And then the bots do the bots, and they make bots. I mean, look, we have nanobots. We have, like, macro bots. What other bots do we have? Man, I'm shitting up a storm lately. Past couple days just shitting, you know. Going through something. I don't know what, but my body is letting me know that I have to get rid of some kind of bad energy. I don't know if you guys realize this, but whenever you take a shit, it's your body letting you know that it's like getting rid of an old issue you had with somebody. Like, old trauma that you had is literally formed into like a piece of poo, and then it goes out and you're like, look, I mean, Brian's Poo Corner. I think when I started the podcast, I think I was doing poo updates. You know why? Because I have GI issues. I have GERD. Look it up, all right? It's not everybody's lucky enough to have this, but I've been on a GERD diet, like a more strict one lately, because it got worse because of the pandemic and because I'm a lazy asshole, mostly. And I kind of was, I think I was pretending it wasn't a big deal or something. I just wasn't, like, really paying much attention to it after a while, but, you know. So I'm going to watch my acid levels, which is in everything. If you ever look at basically anything that is an organic that it grows on a tree or something, anything that comes from a factory, they, like, put acid in it. Like, look in the ingredients on literally almost anything you buy, like juice, soda especially, seltzers. Although seltzers, I don't think they add anything, but it just is bad for some reason, but I don't know. But I've been doing that. I've been on a... And I guess I'm cleaning myself out. I've been shitting like a storm the past few days. And you know what? I think it's about time. I just feel like I'm a new guy, you know? Sometimes you gotta clean it out, even if, I don't know. I wonder if people who are into pegging get constipated at some point. Like, say you're really into anal as a guy, do you get, or as I guess a girl, whatever. I mean, does that affect that? I mean, it sounds like an eighth grader doing a podcast. Do you, like, get constipated from, like, butt stuff? You know what I've been thinking? They need to bring back the Beavis and Butthead style humor again. I mean, remember in the 90s when, like, kids were just, like, there was this jaded, like, asshole sort of mean sense of humor, or, like, just, like, a weird attitude, I guess, the Gen X. Everybody loves to identify themselves with a group now. Like, I'm Gen Z, I'm Gen Y, I'm Gen... I mean, who cares, you know, but, Gen X seems like the way better. I mean, you still had activism then. I remember, like, in Beavis and Butthead, but they would mock it, you know? Every comedy would mock that stuff. And now it's like, everybody's like, you're not an activist? Then you're a fascist, which, you know, is ridiculous. But, you know, Beavis and Butthead would even have people like Daria, who could maybe be, like, a feminist-type person. But even she just was like, well, these are just dumb kids. She would always just kind of ignore them. Like, they're basically internet trolls, but they're young. And they're a cartoon. But, like, now people don't know what to take seriously. So if they see people post online, they don't see it as Beavis and Butthead. They see it as, like, this is, could be a credible threat. And there's no, like, trolling. There's no pranking. There's no... I never really was into pranking. Because I don't know. I guess I just don't find a lot of that stuff that funny, unless it's like, some of the Jackass stuff was funny. I mean, some of it was just not funny, and it was just so dumb and outrageous that you would like watch it anyway, you know? Like, pretty much all of Bam Margera was like that. I mean, there was nothing interesting about this guy. Like, just kind of like being a complete idiot. That was like the weird time that they were in. Like, Tom Green even would just act like a complete asshole to his parents. Like, and that was like encouraged. There was this weird attitude of like, you're encouraged to be like a complete asshole. And I remember like MTV Real World had this guy Punk or something on it. God, this is fucking so long ago. Like, the first Real World had a gay guy that got AIDS or something, which was pretty crazy for the time. I mean, I barely like knew how to, like, I barely knew about gay people at that point in my life. I mean, but you were just like, and now it's like, you can't even have those kind of over the top reality shows. Like, and you know, it's going downhill because of the fact that The Bachelor and all those shows are now becoming woke and they're like stepping in shit, because you can't try to adapt to this new knee-jerk outrage culture. I mean, there's just no way that you're going to be safe. Like, Jim Norton was kind of talking about, like, everybody that participates in this kind of culture thinks that they're going to be safe, and you're never going to be safe. Like, I've been getting annoyed lately seeing comedians apologize for old, like, jokes. Like, Sarah Silverman apologized for, like, making fun of Britney Spears and then Paris Hilton or something. I mean, look, these are... Britney Spears is a little different to me because apparently she has no freedom or something. So it's almost like a weird, like, she is in danger, like, she really has... But no one knew that shit back then. We didn't know she had, like, a legitimate illness. We saw her as, like, a spoiled... But Paris Hilton, I don't really give the same leeway. Like, she was an heiress. She was, like, a rich girl. I mean, are you kidding me? You're apologizing? That really hurt my feelings. Like,
I was, like, going through all my, like, bags of money, and I was, like, you know, counting. I was just, like, wiping my ass with them just as a goof or whatever, because I have so much that it doesn't matter. And I was like, I saw your joke about me, and I was like, I really thought you could do better than this. Shame on you.
And Sarah Silverman now in 2020 is going, you know what? I take responsibility. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that your old past version of yourself is upset, okay? I'm so sorry that in between doing coke and like going to parties all the time as a living, she literally made money going to parties. I mean, how? I mean, come on. I would even like have more sympathy for Lindsay Lohan. Because, like, I don't know, she was a child actress. She wasn't just a, like, Hilton, you know? I mean, the other Hilton, there's, like, a sister, right? That, like, didn't get made fun of because she wasn't putting her face out there all the time. I mean, that's kind of why I don't have, like, all this sympathy for, like, Prince Harry and Meghan, because I'm, like, she was, like, in the royal family for, like, a day and then left. I mean, come on. You're really going to act like... I don't know. But, and everybody tries to get into this, like, everybody knows what happened. I mean, who knows what happened, man? But, yeah, we need to bring back that kind of humor, like, or just that attitude. I don't even think it's the humor. It's more the attitude of, like, I mean, I'm surprised they just would not be able to do a Tom Green show now. They wouldn't be able to do... even Beavis and the Butthead, because, like, what are they going to goof on? And if they goof on, oh, imagine that. Imagine that. Like, they goof on, like, I don't know, any singer that's out now, Beavis and Butthead are just goofing on. Like, I mean, what would they even say? I don't even know what they'd say. You can't make fun of their looks for sure. And anything you say, like, you know, like, they get offended now and they tweet, like, and then you have to feel bad for them. I'm sick of this shit. Like, Britney Spears, like I said, a little different. She seems, like, mentally and, like, has a bad situation going on. But everybody else, like, most, you know, like, I'm kind of sick of, you know, Taylor Swift saying you can't make a joke about her dating a lot. I don't know. It's not like it was that... I mean, it's not even that funny to really make fun of the... But I feel like, you know, making fun of the Kardashians when that was really popular, everybody was mocking the Kardashians because it is like low intelligent television. Like, it's like, you know, they didn't have any skill other than being a celebrity family and like their mom, I guess, running I mean, they act like some of those Kardashians are like business savvy women, but I mean, doesn't their mom do everything? I don't know. At least for a while, and then their dad, you know. They all aren't even a person or a brand, you know? Which I consider myself. I mean, you're really like, I have to be careful because like whatever I say in public becomes like the image of my brand, and I have to be like, you know what? I'm sorry, and that does not reflect my brand. And like, you know, that's what like shows used to say, that they should just give like a disclaimer and be like, the opinions of the people on here don't reflect the company. And now it's like they have to like be socially perfect all the time. I mean, I hope that The Bachelor just goes off air, like, but I feel like most of the fans of The Bachelor and all those shows are like older, like middle-aged, maybe women that don't care about woke issues. I mean, are young kids watching that show and going like, I mean, really? You know, and another thing is like, you know, that's why I remember Duck Dynasty got in trouble, because like some of them are, you know, well, they're Christian, they're Southern, and they were called racist, and they probably were, some of them, you know, or they probably had like just out of touch views, like because they live in only the outdoors. They don't go to cities until they were famous, I guess. I'm sure they have. I mean, they're probably not, but you know, so they had all this stuff come up, and that was like that. I felt like that was the beginning of all the outrage stuff, because I don't know, maybe Twitter just got out. But yeah, I don't know if you could really do real reality shows. I mean, now they have dumb reality shows that are just like people doing jobs. Yeah, the Garbage Men. All right, I got a new idea. It's just going to be the Garbage Men. It's just going to have, it's just going to be them taking out the trash. And then once in a while, they'll be like, what is this we found in this dumpster? And they have some big drama. Like somebody will be like, why do I have to do this shitty run? Like, why do I have to go to the shittier dumpster than the other guy? Like, sometimes I wonder how they come up with drama on these shows. Like, I mean, there probably is a Garbage Men show, or there, you know, even the Ice Road Truckers are like, I mean, it used to be stuff like that was life-threatening, like somebody that was like doing like dangerous driving. And now it's just literally like garbage picker guys. It's like, hey, guys that work in the walk-in freezer at the grocery store's reality show. Oh, man, today was a rough one. It got pretty cold in there. I was stacking those things in the back for, like, I don't know, an hour, and I was just, you know, pretty crazy. People kept, milk's almost run out, too, so got to get a guy back there. I had to call for backup almost at one point. The walk-in freezer guys, now airing on A&E, everybody. Next episode. Did the door shut and lock him in? Uh-oh, and there's just dramatic music. That's like, all they have to do is add those dramatic sound effects, and then... But it's funny, because I always would add that stuff for stuff that's never a big deal, and then all they have to know how to do is hook people in. And literally, they don't have to be good anything. Like, all those ghost shows, like, I stopped watching those because... you know, it'd be like ghost hunters. And it would literally be the same formula every episode. It would just be like, did you hear that? I thought he said, and then it would just like tell you what they said. And like, how hard would it be to just add in a ghostly voice post-production and be like, get away from the house. Get out.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
I wish something was that scary on it. Man, that would be great if there was a real scary one. But I almost feel like the ghosts go like, oh, this is a reality show? Fuck this shit. I'm not getting paid. I'm not gonna... I would actually be that ghost. I would be like the like jaded ghost. Like, another ghost hunters thing? No. Or I would wait till the cameras go off and then do something crazy and then never do it again, you know? Like an asshole ghost. Like they'd be filming all night. And then there would be nothing. I would just like rattle a can. And then they would, the minute they shut the camera off, I would be like,
get the fuck out.
Or I would just be like, I would say something to someone that only they would know or something. But I guess ghosts wouldn't be psychic, would they? I mean, unless they see another guy's dead relative. Your uncle says hi. You fuck, get out of here.
I used to jerk off in this room. I would creep people out if I was a ghost. I would be like, hey, that seat where you're sitting in, I used to jerk off in it. You have no idea what went on this chair and this bed. They wouldn't even be creeped out. They'd just be like, ugh, and they'd just get up. They'd be like, oh, this guy, I don't know. This is a gross one. you know. Well, I always think of Jerry Seinfeld's bit where, I think it was on one of the Seinfeld episodes where, like, talking about, like, if you're a ghost, why would you spend your time haunting people? Because, like, when you have a million other celestial activities, that's how he worded it, something like that, then to just sit around going, shaking a sheet or something. I just always thought about that, you know, just, I guess you're literally picturing the ghost sitting around just, and they're always vengeful too. Every ghost is always vengeful. Yeah, you better get out of this house. Why would you want someone to leave if you're just sitting around lonely, you know? That's one thing you don't get about these ghosts. Am I right, people? Like, I mean, come on. Like, you're just sitting around all day. Then you want to kick me out of the house just because I'm there? I mean, you've been here for what? You've been dead for this long. You don't want somebody to hang out with? Come on. Aww. Come on, I'll bring Jenga over, and you can blow him. You can, like, ghostly knock over the blocks or something. So many things you say can just be turned into a bad stand-up bit. Like, just almost anything you say can. Any idea, any, like, random observation. And it's like, why, if you're a ghost, you know, they're still saying boo. I mean, come up with something else. You're a hack ghost. Be scary. I don't know. I guess that's not scary. No ghost has ever said that. I think I said that in an old episode, actually. And lucky for you, I remember it. I would just say it again. Which came first, the KKK or the ghost in a sheet thing? Hey, what if you were in the KKK and then you die and you're a ghost? What do you wear? Like, what do you do? You just take the top part off, I guess. Well, if you think about it, if a ghost sees you and you don't see him, and a ghost, you know, like if you're living in an apartment, it would be like somebody else just moving in while you're there. And that would be annoying. So I would be like, get out of here. But if you're a ghost, unless it's just another universe, like, look, I'm getting really deep with science right now. Like, do you just go to another dimension and you, like, see all your belongings, but the other dimension comes in and thinks you're a ghost, and they only see their belongings, but you see... All right, that doesn't make sense. See, this is why I'm no Elon Musk, you know? I'm no, like, DeGrasse Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson. The Nickelodeon... Look, I have an idea that we all can participate in, okay? There's all these culture wars going on. Let's just remake everything that came before 2019 or 2020 and make it woke. Go back through every show that existed, every movie, and re-woke boot it, okay? Nickelodeon, the show where they slime people. You know, what does that represent? Like, the rich people in control of the show sliming on the poor contestants. Like, that is... It's just wrong. It's just classist. It's just elitist. I don't know if any minorities were slimed. I mean, come on, people. I don't know. There's too many shows, I guess. Bewitched. What are you saying? All women are witches and evil? Oh, woo. Should we test throw the witch in the lake and see if she floats? Like, what are we doing here? This is sexism 101. I mean, this is like, take me 2 seconds to write a blog about this. Don't get started on the honeymooners, okay? The Simpsons, I don't know. That already was kind of like a man-hating show a little bit. Make the guy an idiot completely. And then Marge is kind of having to clean up after him. I always forget that he worked at a nuclear power plant you forget about a lot of these, like, little jokes. I was reading about Chernobyl again, and, I mean, we're headed towards Soviet Russia now. We're kind of already in it where you can't question stuff. If it's like, now it's like you can't question it because you'll seem, like, phobic in some way.
Like if they, but say eventually they make some committee where it's like diverse and like you can't question it, and they make nuclear plans, but nobody can question it if it's a certain person, you know what I mean? Like, because then they'll be, I don't know, but it probably won't get to that level. But I'm glad we're not using nuclear power anymore because it just makes me, I don't think we can handle it because, like, we just can't. I mean, all these, like, disasters that, like, they have these safety mechanisms in place, but it still doesn't matter because, like, any number of errors, like, will mess it up. And I just think we're so, like, inept at, like, this kind of power that I just don't really think. Maybe if computers get to the level where they're, like, super, super smart. But even then, what if the computer malfunctions or, like, some kind of power surge or something? It's just too, there's too much of a risk. It could be, like, the greatest benefit ever, but if it has a risk like Chernobyl, I mean, I know there's a lot of things with risks, but, like, even 9/11 didn't affect as much as Chernobyl did. Like, just the fact that that happens and then, like, you almost had, a good chunk of Europe like out, like gone. I mean, Jesus. And I saw that they're doing like they're still cleaning Chernobyl and like reducing the ratio, and they said by like, I don't know, 50 years from now, like a crazy amount of time from now, that's when it'll finally be like some new cleanup project will be done. And I don't even think that means it's completely free of radiation either. So maybe if there was a way to put radiation like in the core of the earth and then we like have the entire earth around it. But even then, maybe the earth will explode. Let's just like get all of our energy from the earth's core. Why don't we just make a drill that goes down there? I know the earth is flat, but still. That's funny, all these like flat, those flat earthers that think like, I guess they must think we're in a simulation if they think there was a fake wall and like there's a fake space around us and stuff. Yeah, anyway, every once in a while I have to, I think to myself, I need new pictures for like a dating app. And it's like the worst thing that I like to do. It's like the most hated thing ever for me because I don't even take pictures of myself. I don't even like thinking about people looking at me. Like, that's why I'm so amazed at all these people. I mean, I just can't even believe the level that social media made people like so full of themselves, and they get past there's levels to social media delusion where you can start out where like you're being kind of vain, but like it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just you want to look good but not overly like egotistical. And then there's another level where you get so into yourself that you like don't see when you're messing up in life and you're, you know, ignoring. I mean, I just can't believe how people buy into social media because, like, I think when you're friends with people, they kind of will like your things. Like, you don't have to look great all the time. If you just kind of, like, put pictures up, you might, like, there's a lot of people that are just going to kind of like it because they might like you as a person, or they might want to be encouraging, or they might, you know, there's a lot of reasons to click like other than just you're hot or something. And there's a lot of people that seem to think that likes equal I'm like the hottest person in the world, and just the way that, you know, people let that get to themselves is like, I never would have imagined this. Like, even like Paris Hilton, who I mentioned, even the Kardashians, I have more respect for because they have a reason to do it. Unless you're trying to be a model, unless, like, you are a celebrity, I don't know why people get deluded on social media into thinking they're hot shit. It's bad enough when they are actually, like, you know, attractive and do look good. I mean, there's people that, like, girls, I'll see this. I mean, it's usually girls and they're, like, 20, like, younger than me. But if I see, like, I don't know, on dating apps, if I see girls with a bunch of filters or a bunch of selfies where they like try to look hot and they seem really into themselves, I'm just not into it. I just kind of skip, honestly. If you seem like you're like really vain, I just don't. And if well, I guess it's more that if you seem if if you are really into social media, if you're really thinking you're an Instagram like model, then I just, that's just, there's just a level of like delusion there. And it's, I'm not into it. And it's, and even if you look good, even if these girls are hot, I'm just not into that ego thing. But then there's people that just, they're regular people and they let the, it get to their head. And maybe they go on a hashtag fitness journey. Maybe they get into working out and they let it get to their head. And then they, and it's just crazy the level of delusion. I mean, and you know, a lot of this stuff is, I don't know. There's some people that I feel like are actually not as bad as they seem online. Some people can kind of, they can seem super vain and like that on social media. They can seem really like narcissistic and attention hungry on there, but then they're kind of better in person. But you know, lately I'm thinking that that's kind of revealing them for what they really are like. Cause like, I don't know. I mean, just think about the type of person. If you're in your early 20s, it's one thing. Well, if you're a guy, I feel like regardless of age, if you're a guy and you're like really into into like looking hot on Instagram or like whatever, I mean, what are you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. There needs to be master classes or like there needs to be studies done. But things are moving too fast that there's no, I always felt like everything that happens lately with social media craziness, I'm like, there needs to be studies done one day that will explain this and we can avoid it in the future. No, things are moving too fast because of social media and we're just never going to figure it out. We're never going to go, all right, everybody needs less than 3 hours of screen time a day or you will go fucking insane and you will think you're the hottest person on the planet and the world revolves around you and nothing, no one else is right, and you're the only person that knows anything. That's another thing about social media. It's very ego-validating. It's very selfish because, first of all, this is why like people like AOC frighten me, because she has this army that will always agree with her. And if you need, I mean, look, that's the thing. Social media, you have no nuance. People have to agree with you. Or you can block them, and that's it. So it really, it like caters to like a narcissist. It caters to somebody who's like a psycho and can't listen to anyone's opinion if it's even slightly critical, you know. And I've seen this happen to people I know. And you know what I learned? Maybe this is a lesson for me. If somebody acts a certain way online like that, hey, maybe they are like that. I mean, I don't know, you just really never know someone. I mean, you just, you know, and I don't know if it's the social media stuff, but it's kind of social media. That's a big concern I have about social media for a while. It's like, it's for, like, people who are narcissists. Like, and the cancel thing, people might be, I mean, it is shocking when it happens. But turning on people and just canceling them, that's basically a narcissistic behavior. I mean, that's a crazy behavior to the minute someone does something, you're gonna ruin their life. I mean, or you're gonna cut them off, block them, you know, remove them or never talk to them again because they criticize you or they say something you didn't like or you don't think they're on your side completely and you need everybody to be completely on your side. Like Twitter and social media, you can just block people. That's the attitude. Like, it's like everyone, it's like people, I don't know if you like it, I mean, I feel like there's like a real narcissist out there who act like that in life. Like they'll cut people off the minute they criticize them and they will just be about like just so fake and never admit responsibility and then like freak out and like just get rid of their friends the minute their friend says something. And you know, the thing with like people is people want to learn. Most people want to learn and be nice and like, you know, that's why everybody was saying like, I'm going to do better. I'm going to, and do you really need to do all this? Bend over backwards apologizing? It's kind of makes me, it just makes me worried about the young people of today. Like people who are involved with this canceling thing. Like, they might just think this narcissistic behavior is normal, that, like, the second someone does something, you cut them off. And that's not good. I mean, look, I think if you have a friend or a loved one, you know, like, if you're, if you really like them as a person, you'll want to help them, and you will need to be critical at times. Like, not over the top, like, dick about it, but, like, you kind of want someone to wake up at some point and be like, oh, maybe I messed up, or, you know, some people, there's no way back, really. You know, they messed up way too much. I don't know. It just makes me think that anyone who is, like, real into social media is a narcissistic person. And everybody throws that word around now. But some people seem like they probably do have that. Or the craziest thing to me is when, you know, I've seen people have, like, zero self-awareness online. And I know it's easy to post online. Like, I know it's right in your pocket, and you just probably are knee-jerk, maybe at the point where you just, like, are uploading to upload. You know, you're just posting a picture just to do it, and you're just addicted, maybe. But even then, sometimes people post embarrassing shit, and some people do it kind of for sympathy, or other people just think they are never, like, it doesn't look bad, you know, and there's no reason they should be embarrassed. There's no reason they should take a look at themselves for once, you know. Just keep worrying about what you look like and posting pictures, and that's it. And other people post embarrassing things. A lot of people, it's like, if I was actually good friends with somebody like that, I might be like, dude, like, it's starting to look worrying. Or just like, I don't know, especially with all this canceling going on, you would think people would like, well, I guess because it's just too awkward to just like, who's going to be the one that comments like, dude, what are you doing? I mean, I've wanted to, there's so many times I wanted to just comment, but it's usually people I don't know. But sometimes it is people I knew or know, where you just want to post like, dude, what are you doing? Sometimes you get angry if somebody's like a douche, a complete douche or asshole. But, and then there's other times where you're just like, what are you doing? This is embarrassing. Like, what are you doing? But there's no, there should almost be, like, I know this would be, like, insulting, but there should, I don't know, if I had a social media platform, I might put something like an embarrassing notification that, like, your friends can anonymously put, just put, this is embarrassing somehow, like, they click, like, some kind of, like, you know, where there's, like, a spam report, next to that, they should have just, like, embarrassing report, like, where you just anonymously, not right away, maybe. I don't know. Maybe at the end of the week report, everybody gets sent an end of the week embarrassment report. Like, was I a douchebag? Was I a complete egotistical asshole? Or was I, you know, embarrassing? Was I a scumbag? Whatever. Well, the scumbags one usually do get outright told, like, what are you doing kind of thing. Like, I know some of Armie Hammer's posts. I think I saw people like, dude. Put like a throw up emoji or something. But you know, if you're his friend, you would then text him what's going on or something. But yeah, I do think there should be something. And you know, hey, look, maybe they don't give you the embarrassment report if you're a little embarrassing here and there, but if you keep consistently doing lack of self-awareness posts over and over again, yeah, you might want to get an embarrassment report sent to you. Maybe a little PDF with a bar chart, maybe anything that just notifies, you might be a little bit of a piece of shit this week, or not even a piece of shit, maybe a little embarrassing. Do you want people to be concerned about you? I mean, I am not the type of person that would ever post if I got an embarrassing medical condition. You know, okay, say I even shat my pants in public, unless I was like doing a podcast. Okay, on a podcast that would be funny. But I wouldn't even still, unless it was a funny story, like, I guess that can be kind of a, but if you're the type of person that consistently shits their pants, you don't post the follow-up one. You post the one if it's a really out of crazy story, like, this has never happened before. I don't think I'd post that still, but tell the story to podcast, I don't know. It could be funny, you know, accidentally shitting, accidentally, like, something squirts out a little bit, but if you're a constant sharder, then that then becomes like, you're going to, first of all, lose people They're going to stop following you because embarrassing. They don't want to see it. They might get grossed out after a while. Like if you, you know, at first you start feeling bad for someone. This is a cycle. At first you start going, huh, what's going on with this guy? You might stop thinking about it. And then if they keep doing this over and over again, the self-awareness just plummets. Because this can happen online. If they get, some people just don't even care about getting any likes and they just keep posting embarrassing things one after the other. And they can't not post, so they keep posting. And then they secretly get made fun of, maybe. Now, to avoid being one of those people, I mean, you know, yeah, like I said, you start wondering what's going on with this guy. Then he keeps doing it over and over. Then you're like, you probably bring it up to someone at that point. Like, what's going on with this guy? And then he keeps doing it. And then you just become like an idiot. And like you're making no effort to change. Like people, I don't think inherently, if they're even kind of quasi friends with you and they have been nice to you and you've been nice to them, I don't think anybody's rooting for you to be a complete like fuck your life up. But if you continually doing it over and over, people are eventually going to be like mocking. You just become a joke. You become a running thing. I mean, I'm you know, I've always been like really self-aware to the point. Well, it's to the point where it doesn't make sense and it's not even hopefully true most of the time. And like, I just, it's weird how the delusion works on social media because I think a lot of times, like sometimes just people can get, and I don't know, this seems like it's more true for guys. I don't know, where they make no effort to change. They keep posting sad posts. I think they get delusional and they think in their head that they're like, I don't know, they become like full of themselves somehow. There's some weird like screw that turns and they're like, I'm cool. Like, but they still feel bad about themselves. Like they definitely feel bad about themselves, but like they somehow twist it into like, I don't know, egotism. I don't know how that happened. That's the only explanation I would have for so much posting, so many selfies. And like, I don't know, just as a guy, I just don't understand the selfie thing. If you're a grown man, I mean, I just don't, but what are you going to do? I mean, people do it. I just don't get it. I don't know, unless you're, I don't know. I can't even think of an exception, really. But I'm weird. I don't take pictures of myself ever. I never even think about it. And that's why when I go on dating apps, I'm like, oh, God. I haven't had a new picture in like 2 years or whatever it is. And you don't want to seem like you're lying about what you still look like or something. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know. But, yeah, when I was talking about the social media stuff, I was really kind of talking about a guy that, you know, somebody I know that hurt a family member. I'm not going to go into details because I don't want to get sued. This is a really big name podcast. No, I didn't want to, like, really talk about it before, but I'm like, you know what? I'm at the end of, like, if somebody makes it to the end of an episode of my podcast and then gets upset, I mean, it's on them at that point because I could have definitely devoted a whole episode about just this person. But it's really just venting anyway, but, you know, I guess it did upset me a lot. I mean, you know, they upset my family member a lot more than me, but I was really close with this person, too. I would go over there all the time. I would, you know, and then, you know, you I got cut off because, you know, I guess they're the type of person that, like, you need to take their side completely, or they just cut you off completely. And, you know, I guess I haven't really dealt with that too much. I don't really have a lot of close friends as it is, like, so, you know, I don't know if, you know, that this person even realizes what they did do to people. But, you know, you can't live like that. And, you know, look, I, even with people like this that screw me over, or like, well, more my family member, not me, but like you want them to get, you know, eventually, it's not like you wish them harm. Like, you're like, hope, I guess I'm like, yeah, hopefully one day they can see it. But like, you know, I definitely haven't heard any kind of fucking responsibility taking on their part. I just, and it's just done. I can't even, you know, I always feel guilty about the slightest thing I do. I've been like a person that has lashed out at people. I mean, and in relationships too, but not to the degree this person did. So, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It did make me not to make this political, but it did kind of remind me of Trump, though, because there's all those reports of him doing that. And, you know, there was so much turnover in his, like, government, people constantly resigning or whatever, and he would trash them. And I was like, that's a little weird that he would turn on people that quick. Well, that's what this person was like. And I'm like, I guess with that type of personality, I don't know if it's narcissistic or whatever it is. I feel like there's probably levels to it. Maybe some people are, like, just a lot more, like, they can't be helped, and then others maybe have learned it growing up. Who knows? But, like, I don't know. I guess, like, yeah, but so that was about that person pretty much. And, you know, they got obsessed with just how they look on social media. They just, like, that's it, you know, just all about vanity only. And kind of like, you know, it's just so ironic, you know, that you, I mean, I just like, you know, now I know, I mean, I kind of thought this before, but I guess now if I see somebody acting a certain way online, like everything seems too good to be true. If you see people that like, it seems too good to be true, probably is. I mean, it's kind of, so now that's another reason that I'm skeptical about these social, anybody who's really into social media and looking good on, I have to look good on social media. I have to have a little army of followers. Like I unfollow, like if you don't agree with me, if you whatever, then I'm going to dump you. Then, you know, that's not a, it's just not a realistic way to live life. I mean, it's just like I just always picture people like that at the end. They get old and then they have nobody around them. I mean, there's just no way that you can sustain a life living like that, where you just make enemy, you call people an enemy if they upset you or whatever. And like, anybody who's like sort of a bully to somebody in their life, you just realized how they're just insecure. Like, it's like everything they do when they lash out, all the anger is just them being insecure. And, you know, I guess you don't know that as a kid. If you're getting bullied in school, you don't really realize it. You're just like scared of the bully, but they're a little baby. I mean, people that act like that are a little baby. There's no, like, I mean, it's not, it's like the opposite of mature to not be able to hear criticism. That's like crazy. In a relationship, you just can't do that. In life, even in having friends, you can't dump friends if you, you know. And I guess I realized too, like being unfollowed by somebody that you're really close with, that really hurts too. I didn't really make anything out of that before. Like, I used to be like, who cares if somebody gets unfollowed? Like, because I didn't used to follow every, like, all of my family. I don't really check social media a lot either, but I used to just, like, not check it. If I get annoyed by somebody's posts, I might, but I guess it's different. You could just mute people now. There's really no excuse now. Now, I guess people think you're making a statement if you unfollow, you know, which I guess, I don't know. It's more if you do it out of nowhere. Like, if you lose contact with somebody and then you just are unfollowed, I don't even think you'd notice, but if you're like a really close friend and then all of a sudden you have like a disagreement with them and then they just unfollow you, that's, I mean, first of all, that's like a mean girl's behavior. That's a little, you basically are a little girl in school, like a little catty sorority member attitude. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you're a, if you're a grown man and you're doing that, I mean, it's almost like, oh, what did you take me out of your MySpace top five or something? I'm going to just put in an emo away message and then, you know, I mean, and I was also thinking the social media with the amount of vanity that's on social media, people just want likes and clicks. And it reminds me of this show Extras that Ricky Gervais did. He's like an extra in it, and it's just like a funny show. But then by the end, like, he realizes like that he only wanted fame, because he just like, he kept saying, like, oh, I want something with integrity, but he does get a hit show, but it's, like, stupid. And then he's, like, he's kind of a dick, like, hates his fans because he hates the show and all this stuff. But then by the end, he realizes, like, you know, he just wanted fame anyway. And, like, just wanting fame for, like, fame's sake and just wanting likes, I mean, it's so superficial, you know? Like, for example, good thing I don't want listens, because they went down on my podcast. But, you know, sometimes you get lucky in some episodes people listen to more of, and then you might think, I might have something going here, and then that goes back to normal. But, you know, I guess I'm like, if I want to keep doing the podcast, I'll keep doing it. if like hardly, if people really aren't listening, or if I just don't want to do it, I can always stop. I don't really get paid to do it, so. And I'm not doing it for listens only. It's not like I'm only doing it if it gets successful, which is, it's really like what everybody in America thinks. Everybody just wants to get like famous only to just get, and they don't even think it through really. They just are like, man, I wish I had like a hit show. I wish I had a hit podcast. It's like, what would it be? You have to, there's so many steps. Like, you know, you can't say that Joe Rogan ever thought, well, I'm going to have a hit like podcast that's going to be huge and like sort of underground at the same time, and everybody's going to want to go on it. Like he just kept doing it. He told Kevin Hart on one episode, he was like, I just kept doing it. I don't know. He didn't even think about it, which almost kind of worried me. I was like, I don't think he really thought this through. So like when those Spotify scandals happened, he just like, he probably freaked out like, wait, now this has like, now I have like an audience. I have to worry about what I say. Like, and you can't really change like what he did. Like, I guess what the way to do it would be to still just keep doing it and not thinking about it. That's how he got successful, you know. That's why shows, I think, go down. That's why like so many things just aren't interesting after a while. Like, take Borat. Like, now they're doing, they did a second movie, and now I wasn't as interested in it because like everything he does now, we all know who he is. We all like know that it's kind of fake now. Like, now, I guess, I mean, it's a movie. It's not like he's pretending that nobody knows who he is. But as soon as somebody starts thinking about things, it might kind of ruin it. I mean, if you start thinking about your fan base, like, what do they want? Well, sometimes, I don't know. Never mind. But I don't understand, like, why people just have this. I want, like, attention, and that's it, you know? Like, don't you have to have, like, an idea, then, like, you have to have a real thing that you think through, and has to be a passion. I feel like you can't just, I mean, there's plenty of people that just want to get famous, and they go into porn. That's one way. If you just want attention, if you just want to be on camera or something, do that, you know? I mean, I thought about it, but I don't know, you know, not really cut out for it. But yeah, you know. I mean, the moral of this is, look, you don't realize who your real friends are till something happens. I mean, look, if your friend dumps you because you had a, like, if you were honest with them for a second, it might not have been a real friend. If you refuse to, like, fix anything and you think everything is somebody else's fault completely, I mean, you're just going to continue to meet people and then drop them. There's never going to be a sustaining relationship unless your family's loyal. Whoever is never going to question you, like, what are you, a King Joffrey from Game of Thrones? I mean, uh-oh, now I'm going to have to pay HBO for that reference. Should have thought that one through. What if every time he'd mentioned a show, you had to, like, pay a royalty? That's like when the aliens came in Independence Day. Uh-oh, no, now I got to pay Warner Brothers. Or whoever made that, you know, take responsibility. Although people are kind of doing that too much now with the apologizing for like a past mistake. Everybody's either one way or the complete opposite now. It's like, oh, I want to take responsibility for something I did in high school that everybody else did. I mean, do people like, I don't know, you know, people need to realize that people, you know, Sarah Silverman making a joke about Paris Hilton. Everybody was doing that. You can't act like she's the villain unless you make everybody the villain. Like, oh my God, this poor rich girl. But, you know, I already talked about that. So, you know, yeah. But, you know, moral of the story is worry about making your life good for yourself and everyone around you, and not what it looks like to strangers on Instagram, you know. Just try to be the best person you can be. And if you are, you're probably not going to have to post that you are, you know, everybody should know this. They don't teach common sense in schools, though. They really, we need an entire new, like system of, like, a new subject where it's just, like, common sense. And maybe that'll come into play with the embarrassment warnings on social media, you know.
You might be being kind of a douche. Just look over your post from there, and then you...
And the embarrassment report will have pictures of your posts, and it'll put like,
after review, it looks like doucheness was detected in this post. We'll let you try to figure out first.
And then you can click to see. If you can't figure it out, they'll spell it out for you. You know, they'll make people just better people. Just integrity apps, you know, or some kind of like, I mean, but that's the truth. Like, if you're a good person, if you have a great life, you're going to be comfortable. You're not going to even need to, like, let other people talk you up. Like, isn't that, you know, like, I don't know, anybody who shouts from the rooftops about how great they are, they're not great. That's why I'm always skeptical of that. All these people that are social media celebrities probably suck. I mean, look at all the guys that said they were feminists and have Me Too stuff. Anybody who overly does that, I know you can, I mean, you can do that to an extent, but when you overly, I just go, huh, I don't know. Armie Hammer might be a little questionable. It's progressive, you know, yeah. It's progressive. Like, cannibalism is an art form in some countries, I mean. Who are we to say what is food and what is not food? Who are we to say what sex is to someone and not to someone else? I mean, one man's girlfriend's ribs is another man's dinner, you know? That's why I'm so skeptical of celebrity couples. Like, recently I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Nick Jonas and his new wife, like, that's older than him. And I'm like, this isn't going to last just because the media is so into their relationship. And I don't even know why they are, but, like, them, I used to get annoyed at the Kristen Bell and Dax relationship because everybody was like, oh, my God, they have such an amazing relationship. It's like, the more you say that, the more I'm thinking no. But who knows? Maybe they are. I don't know. But anyway, just, you know, live your life the best you can and stay tuned for their embarrassment report getting sent every week. Soon.